At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas City Council today will vote to fill seats on the Board of Dallas Area Rapid Transit. Last month, the council removed one of the city's representatives on the DART board midway through his term. Richard Carrizales had supported plans for the 26-mile Cotton Belt line that would take riders from Plano to DFW Airport. The Dallas City Council last year unanimously passed a resolution calling for DART to prioritize a downtown subway over the Cotton Belt. The transit agency plans to include both projects in its 20-year financial plan. Fort Worth has launched a task force on race, culture, income, and education. The city did so in response to the arrest in December of Jacqueline Craig. Craig, who is black, called police to say her neighbor choked her 7-year-old son. Officer William Martin, who is white, later argued with Craig. A video of his forceful arrest of Craig and her two of her daughters went viral and exposed long-standing racial tensions that have continued to play out at city council meetings. Gina Bivens is one of two African Americans on the city council. She pledged the task force would mark the beginning of meaningful change.
It's really not a kumbaya moment, because what I'm looking at is what's going to be the outcome. But more importantly, I want us to make sure we have a review of lessons learned. This took entirely too long to get to this point.
Mayor Betsy Price said the council is committed to healing racial misunderstandings and facing disparities.
Fort Worth is not perfect, and I'm certainly not perfect. I've made missteps as mayor, but hopefully we all learn from our missteps.
The task force will work with the National League of Cities to hold listening sessions, collect data, and recommend actions the council can take to bridge gaps and improve opportunities for underserved communities. A vote on the Senate's health care bill has been delayed until after the July 4th recess. If passed, the bill would roll back programs like Medicaid, and the Congressional Budget Office predicts 22 million more people will be uninsured by 2026. There's also concern, though, about what that'll do to the cost of health care. A 2015 study from the journal Health Affairs listed 5 hospitals in Texas with some of the highest price markups in the country. 3 are in North Texas. As part of our Breakthroughs project, Stephanie Kuo talked to Britt Barrett, who heads the Healthcare Administration Program at UT Dallas.
First, what is a hospital markup?
Well, it's the determinant of how much the procedure or the activity costs, how much more you have to build into that pricing structure to fully recover costs. So it's not unique to healthcare. You see markups in the retail industry and what have you. But in healthcare, it's very complicated and has a lot of historical context that makes it very difficult to understand.
What is some of that historical context?
Medicare and Medicaid probably are the big culprits in this. When that was rolled into law, the average life expectancy was 60, maybe 68. So there was really no anticipation that those funds would ever expire. Well, our life expectancy is now into the 80s. New technology is exploding. The complexity of healthcare is just enormous. And the cost for healthcare has escalated. It's now $3 trillion. It's 20% of the GDP. So these dynamics come into play as you look at pricing. Medicare didn't anticipate it. The politicians, honestly, they failed to respond. And so for that reason, instead of modifying the program, they played a little game. They would initially said, hospitals and physicians, whatever you charge, we'll pay you. And as that expense grew, they said, well, listen, we'll pay you 90 cents on the dollar. We'll pay you 80 cents on the dollar. We'll pay you 70 cents on the dollar. What you have is a lot of healthcare providers looking at their cost structure, escalating rates so that their net, what they bring home, keeps the doors open and retains their viability. The pricing structure for healthcare and costing is really a black box. Not a lot of people understand how that's done.
Right, exactly. Tell me a little bit about how pricing and the markups are decided upon, how they're made.
Let's use hip replacements, for example. We can give one package price, let's say $20,000. You have 27 orthopedic surgeons, and each one of them were trained differently. Each of them was at a different stage in their career. Each of them would dictate the costs and the expenses that would be incurred. You add to that, you got all sorts of different patients. You've got diabetic patients, you've got obese patients, you've got healthy, strong patients. Each has a different experience and therefore will incur different pricing. So a lot of this stuff is behind that curtain. And as consumers, we don't see it.
If this is a really a complex issue behind the scenes that consumers are really unaware of, what types of protections do they have?
I think consumers have a responsibility to push healthcare providers to be transparent on their pricing. I think we've got to demand that.
You know, patient accountability and them pushing for price transparency can really only go so far. At what point do we put the onus on the hospital itself or government or the policies that allow markups to exist?
I think the government can do a much better job of insisting that there's transparency. If you are seen by your orthopedic surgeon and he or she says, well, listen, you need a hip replacement, you really have no way of determining the quality of care that you're going to receive, nor the price. And you'll get the care and you'll be stuck with the bill. I don't buy my car that way. I don't engage in any other economics that way. But I guess I just throw up my hands and say, whatever you think, doc, whatever you think. I think that's not acceptable anymore. There's too much accessibility to information. And I think the new generation expects complete transparency. And if they don't get it, they'll move on.
Britt Barrett, thank you so much for coming today.
It's a pleasure and a delight. And I want to thank you for engaging that conversation.
Britt Barrett is the Program Director for Healthcare Administration at UTD's Naveen Jindal School of Management. He was also the president of Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas. Coming up on the BBC, the Venezuelan military has been placed on alert after a dramatic helicopter attack on the Supreme Court. Also, the BBC learns that safety warnings were sent to authorities in London just weeks before the devastating tower block fire. And a conversation with former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman on Iran. All of that and more on the BBC NewsHour beginning at 9. And the forecast, mostly sunny skies, high near 92, overnight low 76. It's 75 degrees now in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth.